When I was a kid, we would get to about this point in the summer near the 4th of July, and I'd realize that summer vacation is almost half over. And then I would sit there in bed, and I would lay away, and I would think about how fast the summer's going, and we just have a lot of fun, and we go to bed, and then we have a lot of fun the next day. And then I was thinking, well, you know, pretty soon we're going to go to bed, and then we're going to have to go to school the next day. And then in like 20 years, when I'm finished with all my school and everything, then I won't even wake up and have summer vacation, won't have fun. And then I would start to get into this tizzy thinking about, well, then I'm going to have to work for a lot of years, and then one time I'm going to go to sleep, and then I won't wake up, and then I'm going to die. And I would cry myself to sleep, and my parents would come in, and they would hear me crying, and they would ask, what's going on? And I was like, I'm scared of death. And my parents are like, wait, what's going on? Do you not feel well? I'm like, nope, I feel fine. I'm just thinking. Right, but death can be scary. I know it was scary for me when I was a little kid, but in today's second reading, Paul is not scared of death. He mentions death 9 times in this short reading that we heard today, the second reading. Because St. Paul is telling us, don't be scared of death. Death is not something that we should be afraid of. Death is not something that should keep us awake at night. Death is a means to something greater. Our Lord Jesus died for us. St. Paul starts by saying, have you not realized that you were baptized? And you were baptized in the death of Christ. The gift of our Lord's death gives us the promise of everlasting life. The Lord's suffering that He did for us gives us the promise of love and the promise of eternity. My friends, death is not something that we should be afraid of. Death is not something that should keep us awake at night. Death is part of humanity. Those of us that have lost a loved one recently, we know the pain of death. We know how traumatic and painful it can be. There's a finality to death. But we also know as Christians that it leads to something greater. It leads to a gift of love. The gift of the eternal banquet that our God gives us. We have lots of gifts in our Catholic faith, lots and lots of signs and symbols. I brought one of them today to show you as a little homily helper. If you can't see it in the back, this is my baptismal garment that I received. Back in December 1978, when I was baptized, this was given to me. What I like about it is it looks like a really, really small miniature stole, like one that I wear, you know, as a priest. So it's like I was destined from my baptism to be a priest, which is pretty cool. But the gift of this garment is the white garment that's given to the child on baptism. It's a reminder to us that we are baptized in the death of Christ. This garment is given to the child who's baptized, and the prayer that goes with it, see in this white garment the outward sign of your Christian dignity. Make sure you take that unstained into the everlasting place of heaven. This garment is a representation to us of the gift of eternal life, that we have been made clean by God in baptism, that our sins are washed free. We die to sin so that we can have new life. And in another amazing moment for us in our Catholic faith is this baptismal garment is given to us again as a reminder at our funeral. When a Christian funeral happens in the Catholic Church, the casket is brought into the church and is draped with a pall, the big white garment, reminding us of the gift that we received in baptism, that we died in sin with Christ, and that the eternal salvation is now realized for the person who has passed away. The gift of our Lord's love gives us hope. We should not be afraid of death. We should not be afraid of dying, but we should rejoice in this beautiful gift that God gives us. He has died for us. He has conquered sin and death forever so that we can have new life. The Lord invites us to bring to Him all of our pain and our suffering, all of those things that we carry around with us that keep us from being loved. We offer that to the Lord, and He gives us His love in return. He says to us, I'm here for you. I love you. I work in the Office of Vocations, which is a post that Father Clint held prior to coming here and a couple other assignments in between. But As vocation director, I get to talk to young people all the time about laying down their lives for Christ. Another beautiful sign of our Christian faith is that when a man or a woman professes their love to the Lord as a priest or a religious, a consecrated person, they lay down on the altar to take that profession, to be ordained, to lay down their lives for the Lord. As a reminder of what the Lord tells us in the gospel today, that we are called to lay down our lives. It's a beautiful gift as a vocation director to work with young men and women who are willing to lay down their lives for Christ. To say to the world, I don't need all of the material things that are going on. I am choosing not to be married, not to have my own family, so that I can lay down my life for service to God and His holy church. It is through that gift of service that our faith throughout the years has been able to continue to go on, because priests and sisters have helped teach us the faith and teach us how to be holy. And we ask the Lord to send more priests and religious into the vineyard to lay down their lives in service to us and to God's holy kingdom. We also remember here that during this 4th of July week, that there have been a lot of men and women that have laid down their lives for freedom, but there are men and women who give their lives for us to be free. We ask the Lord to give us as a nation and a country a greater understanding of God's providence. And we ask the Lord to continue to be a part of our nation that has been founded on principles of religious and religious freedom and religion. And so we ask the Lord to continue to bless our country, bless our nation, bless all of those who are giving service to our nation, to giving service to freedom. So as we continue our prayers today, we thank God for the incredible gift of His love. And we ask Him to help us to not be afraid of death, but to help us to understand what an incredible gift of love that He gave us. The way that He has conquered sin and death forever, so that we can have the promise of eternal life and the promise of salvation.